You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Wednesday's local report of news from the Real Nyg Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mainly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of showers in the forecast, maybe a thunderstorm, continued muggy with the lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, humid again, with highs in the mid-80s and some light winds. And on Thursday night, mainly clear but continued muggy with lows in the mid-60s. Topping Wednesday's local news, city police have not yet identified the man found unresponsive on the 3rd of July in the 2300 block of Niagara Avenue, but authorities tell Niagara Radio that person has died after being rushed to the hospital on life support after the fire department and EMS crews were able to regain a pulse beat on the man on the scene where he was found. The reason for his collapse has not yet been determined, and authorities are awaiting the results of an autopsy on the victim to find out. But so far, foul play has not been ruled out. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, this report of news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Here's the number, 523-5911. That's the number you want to put in your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need Chris Moore. He fixes home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. Now, that's a great deal for a repairman that's been doing it for 44 years. So put his number in your cell phone now, 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the local news also brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to care about you. They don't treat you like a number in a giant corporate drugstore, but as a person, because to them you are. They take care of your every need, and they want to deliver your next prescription free of charge. For details, call them at 260-1918, and they'll make all the changes. In other local news, the 91st Street pool was scheduled to open last weekend after workers reported vandalism that was reported when the pool was scheduled to open, but that delayed it for a few weeks. Now there's another delay, with workers finding more damage at the pool, saying that vandals struck again, this time spray-painting areas in the pool. They say that will require more cleanup, but now word has been received that those pools are expected to open this Thursday, and you can find the hours of operation on the city's website. Also, the Hyde Park Pool and other Splash Park locations will be found on that website. That will allow you to cool off with the next wave of muggy air expected. In other news, that suspect in the death of a 79-year-old woman found in the city loft apartments on Portage Road pleaded not guilty in city court yesterday to a charge of second-degree murder. 64-year-old William Smith of the Falls is the suspect in the case. He reportedly turned himself in to police the next day after the woman's body was discovered on Monday. Police said Smith was being held without bail pending a preliminary hearing in the case. The name of the victim has not been released by police, who say their detectives are still actively investigating the circumstances of that murder. Authorities are asking anyone with information to call them at 286-4553. Over 100 jobs are expected to be lost in October when the Cascades Container Company closes after decades of operation on Packard Road in the city. The company, remembered by older workers as the old Kimberly-Clark plant and also known as Narampac and Cascades, is reportedly having problems getting parts for their machinery and keeping the equipment up, so they've decided to close the operation. But authorities tell us the facility may be used as a storage facility for their other plant in the area, the Greenpac Mill on Royal Avenue. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that it's expected that the workers will be offered possible jobs at other Cascades locations, and assistance would also be offered in preparing resumes and aiding employees in finding other jobs in the area. The owners of the company were listed as the Cascade Company of Montreal. But word has been received by Niagara Radio that the healthcare workers and Kaleida Healthcare have come to a tentative 3-year agreement that would avoid a strike by the approximately 8,000 Kaleida workers. The tentative agreement was announced yesterday morning and will now have to be ratified by that union. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a 15-year-old bicyclist that was struck by a car at 77th and the Boulevard yesterday. He was rushed to Children's Oshai Hospital, luckily without reporting any life-threatening injuries. The driver of the car that struck the bike reportedly didn't stop and sped away from the scene. A two-car crash was reported at Wyoming and Lafayette Avenue on Wednesday morning. Unknown injuries reported there. City police and firemen responded to that scene. Around 12:30 on Wednesday afternoon, a collision was reported on the Town Line Road at Lower Mountain Roads. Deputies said two cars were involved, and volunteers from the Pekin Volunteer Fire Company reported unknown injuries. In other news, last night, Town of Niagara police and members of Niagara Active Hose responded to a house fire in the 2900 block of Birch Avenue in Belden Center. No injuries reported there, but the blaze caused considerable amount of damage to the structure, and the cause and origin department of the county is investigating the cause of that fire. And just after 12 noon on Wednesday afternoon, city firemen extinguished a dumpster fire that was on the 4800 block of Portage Road. The cause of that fire was not listed. Niagara County Sheriff Michael Felicetti has announced the arrest of a North Tonawanda man, 47-year-old Willie Price. Following an investigation by the Niagara County Drug Task Force, Price was charged with four counts of criminal possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell and one count of criminal possession of a controlled substance in the third degree. He was held in the Niagara County Jail pending his arraignment on those charges. And a heads up from Niagara County Clerk Joseph Jastrzemski. Today he provided an updated issue regarding airport scanners that some residents who have enhanced commercial licenses have run into a problem with. Some scanners appear to be having problems reading the enhanced CDLs. Today the DMV advised county clerks that they've been working with the Transportation Security Administration to address the scanner issues with the enhanced commercial licenses, and they believe an update of the system later this month should solve the problem. In the meantime, Jastrzemski said, the TSA is advising all those with enhanced CDLs to bring additional documentation with them to any airport. Jastrzemski stressed that the enhanced CDLs are compliant with the federal guidelines that took effect in May, requiring real ID to board any domestic flights, enter a military base, and to access certain federal facilities. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Ride with Joe tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And if you're traveling to and from any airport in the area, avoid the traffic and all the frustration with parking your car and ride with Joe. It's dependable airport transportation anywhere in Western New York and also to Toronto and Hamilton when you ride with Joe. To schedule your next ride, call Joe at 716-525-3662. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or by entering NiagaraRadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. Our hit numbers have been climbing in the past week, and we thank you for spreading the word that now you can get the real local news at your convenience right here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.